This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. I have two guests today. First one, the second one won't be joining us until the third segment. My guest in studio is Nicholas Hamilton Archer, Nick Archer, who is the Director of Executive Education at the School of Management at George Mason University. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Let's get a little background on who you are, what you do. You're a very well-traveled individual.
yes, I spent a lot of time at George Mason University. My background has taken me to the Middle East and, worked within the United Emirates and, around the world and back in that respect, but all with executive education and higher ed.
Okay. So, and your personal, professional background, mostly Mason, where were you before, et cetera?
Personal background, a Mason alum. I did my undergrad and grad at Mason. Professionally, it's been at Mason for the most part, until I did a stint, spent a year and a half in the Middle East, just working full time. But I've been a Mason, a proud George Mason University patriot.
There you go. All right. We're here to talk about continuing professional education today. So, number one, what is it?
It's an opportunity for folks who are out in the workforce. You're going through a transition at work. You want to get your skills updated. You really just want to be up to date. You want to be able to come into the workplace and offer something different, provide some additional value to your organization, your group, your team. And what we offer is a great opportunity for you to come in and learn and update your business acumen.
Okay. So Mason, the School of Management has obviously a master's program, an MBA program. Mm-hmm. And you have how many people in that, do you think?
We currently have between our two cohorts, we have about 30 students who are going through this year. Actually, about 45 students. It's a great program. We do our executive MBA, where we are in executive education. And it's really for full-time professionals who want to go, back into academia but don't really have the time to devote 100% to a full-time academic program. So we offer a unique chance for you to learn while maintaining your professional work style as well.
Okay. I never really pay attention to schools, companies, et cetera, until I do work with them. And I am working with Mason right now. I'll throw that caveat out because it'll become very obvious soon. But after Kevin Young and I started working with you guys, Kevin's been working with you longer than me, I started noticing Mason on literally hundreds of LinkedIn profiles. And some of my better friends, are going through or have gone through the MBA program. It's amazing the alumni network, and especially in the IT community. So,
We have a Master of Science in Technology Management. We'll be starting a new program in cybersecurity coming up here very soon. The university is on the move. It's got a great network, a great reach. A lot of students who are coming out and really jumping into the region and the area and really doing some pretty cool things here. So we're glad to be noticed and we're glad to be on the rise.
Well, let's talk about the noticed a little bit. One of the things in the promotional material at the School of Management at Mason is som.gmu.edu. No www necessary. But one of the things that pops up there is the overall ranking of the business school. When did you guys start migrating up that particular food chain?
Sure. We have a dean who's come in, Dr. Jorge Haddock, and he's been fantastic as far as leading the charge and really getting us You know, moving up the ranking scales, our part-time MBA program is now 59th, and climbing. You know, we're doing some great things in our full-time MBA program, and all of our programs are really feeling the effects of that. We have a global reach, and it's been a fantastic time to be at the School of Management, George Mason University.
Yeah, U.S. News and World Report puts you in the top 15% of all AACSB accredited business schools, and the School of Management is one in the top 10% that offers both business and accounting by the same accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
It's pretty neat. Like I said, it's a great time. There's a lot of energy. Our faculty are dedicated and dynamic, and you know, we're at the stage where we're really able to create new programming. So our cyber security program is really responding to the needs of the market. And, you know, our executive education programs are really out there to really get people the training that they need so they can have immediate impact and value in their organization.
Yeah, I mean, here on Federal News Radio, there is a cybersecurity report, you know, several times a day. Tom Temin covers it, Jason Miller covers it, you know, and it's hard to avoid. I mean, I have a Google alert for cybersecurity as one word and as two words, and every day I get my Google alert. And usually there's, you know, about 15 to 20 different major media covering these issues. And it's huge.
It's huge. Just look at San Francisco and BART right now. They're having a hard time keeping their website away from hackers. So
yeah.
It's a great program. And, you know, what we do on the exec ed side is that we're really trying to develop programming for folks who don't have the time for a degree. They want to come in and do something quick. And be able to get some relevant and tangible information.
Okay, cool. Now, what was your area of focus? Your degree is an MPA, not an MBA.
Correct. I have a master's in public administration. Fell into the business school just by way of professional activity. But I enjoy working with people, and part of my background thus far is really just helping to manage and grow our business development portfolio.
Okay, let me ask a different question then. With an MPA, are you going to go into government, or are you going to stay in education, or aren't we sure yet?
I hope to bridge both. I really love government and went to school, did my undergrad in government international politics. So I really like that intersection of government, business, and education. And that's something that our university president is very keen on as well. And I like living in that space. It's a nice place to be in when you can blend all three of those into the classroom.
Cool. All right, let's get into some of the specific programs offered through the exec ed department office, SOM?
Yeah. Right.
Give me a brief rundown of these. We'll start here, and we'll carry it over to the next segment.
Sure. So we do two type of programs. You know, if you're an organization and you have a team and you want to bring them in to get some training as a group, we can really tailor it to your organization. That's our custom program suite mm-hmm. of offers. And we can do anything from general business acumen to strategy. You know, we really leverage our faculty and the expertise that we have within the school and certainly across the university as well. One of our biggest clients to date has been Oracle. Can we cut that?
Yeah, cut the Oracle reference, please.
You know, and then for our open enrollment programs, which are generally open to anyone who wants to come in, we have several different programs on accounting and finance for managers, corporate social responsibility, effective management and strategy, and the one that we're really excited about coming online this fall and moving into the next academic year as well as our Government Market Master Program with Mark Amtower.
There we go. With that one, we are going to take our first break. My guest today is Nicholas Hamilton Archer, Nick Archer of the School of Management, George Mason University. When we come back, we will start chatting a bit about the Government Market Master Program. But before we do that, Nick, I want to go back in and talk a little bit about companies coming in and doing specific programs. That's a cool idea. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
Chuck Chaplain is the deputy CIO of the Joint Task Force, National Capital Region Medical. He says the new joint network will change how data is used by doctors and improve care to service men and women.
With the data integration that we have, now we can have that information flow seamlessly from the point of capture, if a facility is hooked to the JMed, and be instantly available at the referring facility. So that is a huge benefit to make sure that the right data gets to the right provider on the right patient at the right time.
Whether your organization calls it cloud, utility computing, managed services, or capacity services, at the core is the rapid provisioning of information technology infrastructure. At Vion Corporation, they pioneered capacity services 10 years ago. Vion was awarded the first and currently holds the largest federal government capacity services contract. They provide government IT owners an agile financial vehicle for meeting mission-critical IT needs. Vion and Hitachi Data Systems have been delivering IT solutions to the government for over 31 years. Visit Vion.com to learn more.
Hello, my federal friends. It's the Geico Gecko. And I've got good news for you. I might even say it's some of the best news ever. Okay, well, definitely in the top three. The big news. Geico offers discounts for most federal employees GS7 or above, which is no doubt a lot of you out there. So you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, all with a company that began over 70 years ago with the sole purpose of serving government employees like yourself. Yeah, that's right. Geico, the government employees insurance company. And today, well, we're the third largest car insurance company in the nation. And did you know about Geico's 97% customer satisfaction rate? Well, saving money tends to make people rather happy, I think. So congrats again to those federal employees GS7 or above. Welcome to the Savings Club. Mike?
Got it. Hey, folks, this is Mike Causey. The Gecko's right. Discounts are available for most federal employees GS7, the equivalent, or above. Just call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO, go to geico.com, or visit your local Geico office to see how much you could save.
Given the current state of the economy and decreasing federal budgets, there is increasing pressure to achieve efficiencies across the enterprise while delivering the highest quality services to customers and stakeholders. In a time of cutting back, how do organizations keep their IT systems and networks ahead of the negative actors? CIOs grapple daily with an array of complex issues of their investments, and at the same time, CISOs are trying to prevent attacks while fending off existing threats. Booz Allen Hamilton believes federal agencies can meet the recent IT management requirements by optimizing their spending through investment in the right solutions. Listen to Cost-Effective IT in the Age of Mounting Cyber Threats as part of the Booz Allen Hamilton Expert Voices panel series featuring IT experts from across industry and government, Tuesday, August 23rd at 12 noon on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. For more information, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Booz Allen, or visit the Expert Voices blog at boozallen.com/expertvoices.
Vacation time is just around the corner. Ready to go? Since 1967, Ackerman Security has been keeping families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, you can trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center. Ackerman offers the latest technology like cell phone control, wireless monitoring, and remote video to your web-enabled phone, iPad, or laptop. Federal government employees get an added bonus. 4 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or AckermanSecurity.com.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Nick Archer, Nicholas Hamilton Archer. He's the Director of Executive Education at the School of Management at George Mason University. Nick, you mentioned briefly in the first segment that some companies come in to Mason and they want to take one of your executive programs and tailor it to specific needs for their companies. Let's talk about about that a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, it's a neat concept because too many companies, I think, do not bother bringing along their biggest resource, which is their employees.
Right, right. It's it's a great opportunity for an organization to invest in top quality folks. Or, oftentimes we see companies approach us and they're usually at a critical point. There's a problem that they've just realized and they need to fix it. Or they're looking to do something, they're not quite sure how to approach it. And that's an opportunity for our faculty to come in. They'll work with them hand in hand. We're really close in that partnership. And we really try to deliver programs that have immediate impact for you. They resonate with you. They're relevant. And organizations take a lot of value away from that because it's not only the theory, but you get the practical application within their context.
Okay. Now, you have a pretty deep bench when it comes to faculty at Mason. But in those programs, do you leverage adjunct as well?
We do. And oftentimes we're dealing in a global marketplace, and we find subject matter experts who are in the field. And we'll bring them in, they'll come talk about a session or two, and that gives the program the additional insight and perspective that our faculty can lend, both on the theory and application part, but really, what does it look like now?
Yeah, the front line.
The front line.
Frontline aspect. Very cool. What types, and I don't want company names, but what types of companies come in here looking for that type of program? And let me give you a for instance. A neighbor of mine, good friend of ours, is with the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Corps brought down a university to teach basically an MBA or an MBE, I guess it would be a master's of whatever the engineering degree is, in the at the headquarters of Army Corps. Mm-hmm. So obviously the Corps thought it was worthwhile to educate their people. But
sure.
But again, what types of organizations bring you in?
Sure. We have large hardware, telecommunication companies.
Mm-hmm.
We have great relationships with the federal government, within the Department of Defense, and certainly across other agencies. We've worked with smaller organizations, local regional groups that are looking to reposition themselves, or to find an opportunity for them to invest in their talent. We really run the gamut across all industries. We've had some nonprofit groups that we've worked with. It really is a great opportunity for just about any organization to get hold of education at their pace, within their context, within their framework and perspective.
Okay. Now you said something else that caught my ear there. You said small organizations. How big does your audience have to be in order for you to tailor a program? How small can a company be for this?
We've worked with groups of five, senior management of a company with maybe 50 to 100 employees, a million worth of revenue and business. I mean, we really want to be available for the folks here in our community. We work in the backyard of the federal government. And there's a lot of folks who want to learn and know more about how to work with that, organizations in the government or really build their business and get some additional insight into what's going on and how to be better and reposition. So we'll work with just about anybody.
Okay.
Our doors are open. But I'd say our smallest group has been about five.
Okay. Yeah, and speaking from personal experience with the School of Management, you are quite an entrepreneurial organization. I'm a Maryland boy, and I'm going to Fairfax for this. That's where I live in Maryland, out near Columbia. It's not an easy haul. So.
what's important to us is that we really want to make sure that our partners know that we're delivering the best program that we can for them. The process all the way through in a custom program is very much hands-on, from concept all the way down to delivery. There's constant input, there's constant assessment, and we really want to build that relationship because at the end of the day, the program has to have value for you. And we want to make sure our faculty are all talking about the right programming, the right context, the right content for your organization. So it is a great University. It's a great spirit. And we're glad that you came over from Maryland to Fairfax.
Well, you know, in large part, that was due to my partner, Kevin Young, sure. who has been adjunct faculty for the
School of Management.
Yeah.
He's taught in our MBA program. He's also taught in our Master of Science and Technology Management program. And he's a great resource for the university and the School of Management.
Yeah, and it was his idea to talk to Dr. Haddock and Dr. Hinton regarding starting something like a government market master program at Mason. And you know, we've been doing this or discussing this with you for a while. We had a pilot program back in March. Taking my government marketing best practices session, and we did two there, and the feedback was pretty good.
It's received great response. We're very pleased to have this program at the university and in the School of Management. We've received overwhelming response. We are now getting interest from students who are taking programs and are interested in taking a quick certificate. Either on top of their degree program or just before their degree program, trying to figure out ways to intermingle that with, you know, their academic study. And it's been phenomenal thus far, and we're really excited about where we're going to head with the program.
Cool. And we're excited to roll it out with you. I mean, you know, one of the advantages to me, I mean, government marketing best practices has been around now for 10 years as a seminar, 6 years as a book. And my seminars have been available for 20 years now, and they've shown up on resumes for about 15 of those years. So the continuing education aspect for certain professionals within the government market has been there for a while. But let's address that. I mean, you know, in the government market, and I know you guys don't have stats on this, but just sort of anecdotally, how many contractors, government contractors, have people in any school of management program, do you think?
I can't imagine there are many. You know, we're really leading the charge here in getting folks the right insight and perspective. We all know working with the federal government is a huge task, mm-hmm. And to do it and to do it well and to have someone like Mark Amtower and the Government Market Master seminars and books available in the local market. It was just a great opportunity for us to really leverage his insight and expertise and access to that, you know, to other subject matter experts in the region to really build a program that could help folks build and sustain and actually grow business with the federal government.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I consider myself a government market master, not predicated exclusively on a knowledge base, but on a relationship base. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of questions from companies that need help in areas where I have, you know, minimal knowledge at best. So the master part of this is knowing who the best people are to help them.
Sure.
And these are the people that we're going to bring in to populate our presenter slash faculty for this.
Well, I have to say, Mark, we've been you've been elevated to the status of we've been in meetings and we've had questions and the response is, well, we should ask Mark Amtower. So you're up there with Google right now as the place to go in order to get some answers.
Well, there you go. I'm not quite sure what to say to that. But when we come back, we're going to take a deeper dive into the Government Market Master Program. We'll be bringing on Dr. Roy Hinton, who is the Associate Dean for Executive Programs at the School of Management at Mason. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
Muammar Gaddafi, wherever he is or wherever he goes, has left a lot of worry in his wake. Has he set up plans for retaliation? Are there loyalists that will follow his commands to the death? Those are all questions U.S. military and intelligence officials seem to be pondering. Gaddafi, the godfather of the modern-day terrorist, is well known for brutal attacks on airplanes back in the 1970s and 80s. Some experts say there's no reason to believe he won't try it again. I'm J.J. Green.
We see the hiker. He appears injured.
Every day, the Army and National Guard take to the skies in their newest helicopter, the UH-72A Lakota from EADS North America. Whether for medical evacuation, search and rescue, or emergency response, the Lakota ensures our armed forces complete the mission.
Hiker is secure.
And every Lakota's been delivered on time and on budget.
ETA, 30 minutes.
EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
Here's your chance to get away for a little fun. Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News.
The state of Maryland actually has instituted a whole new Cycle Maryland program. The St. Mary's County Century is September 17th. That's a route that has 35, 62, and 100-mile rides in it. There's some great water views as well as a lot of flat country roads on these routes. And there are similar events on the Eastern Shore. The Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay over in Cambridge is having its Crab Week, August the 14th to 28th. You can meet celebrity chefs, have a five-course crab dinner, crab feast, cooking demonstrations, wine demonstrations, and lots of other activities. Remember that the promotion code for the Hyatt Regency's Crab Week is SUMSIZ, which I assume is short for Summer Sizzler. You can check out the whole cycling section in the August issue and at recreationnews.com. You're going to be surprised what you find.
Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News. I'm Ruben Gomez.
HalfPriceDC.com is your gateway to the best daily deals in the area, all at half price. Don't miss out on a great deal to Westfields Golf Club, a Fred Couples design course in Clifton, Virginia. Get a round of golf, golf cart, and range balls, normally $100, yours for only $50 at Half Price DC. Westfields Golf Club, public golf kept private. It only feels like a private club. Want in on this deal? Go to HalfPriceDC.com and click Sign Me Up. HalfPriceDC.com.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power, Grantham University, and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Heroes should never be forgotten. And on October 15th, we'll honor and remember the more than 45,000 brave men and women of our armed forces who've been wounded in action overseas with the GTSI charity 5K Run Walk in Herndon, Virginia, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project, providing much-needed services for our injured and returning veterans. For race information or to register online, visit GTSICharity5K.com or visit them on Facebook at GTSI Charity 5K.
Navy ships are crowded with large metal antennas that can't be hidden or protected when not in use. Engineers are now exploring a unique solution. Since salt water conducts electricity, Navy electrical engineer Daniel Tam thought,
maybe I can utilize the seawater as my antenna element.
After a trip to Home Depot, Tam connected a device called a current probe to a radio and pumped a vertical stream of water through it.
On the ships, the fire hose easily can generate a stream at least 100 feet in the air.
It worked. Height determines frequency and
I can transfer more information using a thicker water stream.
Just turn the water off and the antennas disappear when not in use. To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. That's www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. I have two guests today. Our second guest joining us is Dr. Roy Hinton. Roy is the Associate Dean of Executive Programs at the School of Management at George Mason University. And coming back with him is Nick Archer, who's the Director of Director of Executive Education at Mason's School of Management. Roy, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And a pleasure to have you. Several months back, actually probably late 2010, Kevin Young approached you and Dr. Haddock with the idea that became the government market master. What was your initial reaction to Kevin and this program?
Initially, it just seemed like a perfect fit given the environment that we live in around Washington, D.C., and the fact that so much of business here is involves and includes the government and the federal sector, and so we were enthusiastic about that idea.
Okay, yeah, because I told Nick earlier that one doesn't notice things until you really have them brought to your attention. When we started discussing this with you guys, I started noticing how many graduates of Mason there are, how many people had MBAs or other degrees from Mason, and a good friend of mine, Peter Weischer, I believe, is wrapping up his MBA with you guys right now. That and the fact, and Nick and I discuss this too, the rankings for Mason literally rising during the time we've been speaking.
They have. Our dean, Dean Haddix, made a serious commitment to the rankings and to our graduate programs enrollment and to executive education, and that's been that's really paying off for us.
Okay. Now, you guys have a number of, you guys, Mason has a number of programs through the School of Management that revolve around a lot of disciplines, many of which could involve, obviously, the government contracting community, which is the target audience for the Government Market Master program. And Nick mentioned earlier the cyber security program that you're going to start rolling out. That's got to be huge with this particular community. Who's driving this beast for you guys?
This is a new initiative for us. It's a program that was designed and developed and researched by the School of Management, the Volgenau School of Engineering, and our School of Public Policy. So it's a collaborative degree. All three schools are providing faculty and participated in the design of the curriculum. We think that multidisciplinary approach is going to add some unusual value to the degree itself. We researched it well with a large number of defense contractors and other organizations in the area, got very positive feedback, and it's open for enrollment now on our website. We are taking applications.
Okay, and again, the can we find that through the SOM website?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so it's som.gmu.edu. Just scroll down the programs and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now, is that the EMBA? Or
We also have an executive MBA. And
okay.
In fact, we just launched it, our new class this week, and we have about 35 EMBA students at the Mason Inn today. And
is that who you were talking to?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the reasons you weren't on earlier is you were teaching.
I was, yeah. Just got out of the classroom.
Okay.
And a great group, and that program, of course, targets managers, mid to upper level managers that are, or managers who have been in a functional area that are ready to make the transition into general management. So it's a strategic and leadership focus, and one of our flagship programs.
And with that, we're moving forward to launching an online EMBA as well. It'll be handle both our national defense and global specializations. And anyone who's really looking to get back into school but wants to take advantage of the online format, Mason will be having that ready by this fall as well.
Yeah, and Roy, let's touch on this for a minute, because we've had several chats about your background, and when you were in Chicago, you and a couple other folks launched an idea for something similar. Talk about that for a minute.
I'm a little bit at a loss, Mark. Do you,
oh, I'm sorry.
Remind me which program it was?
Yeah, the program when you were not at Mason, prior to Mason, we discussed this a while back. You were going to offer online classes in conjunction with several different schools.
So. Oh, yes. That was an idea that I think was ahead of its time, Mark. This was in the early 2000s, and it was a group of faculty and investors from the University of Chicago, primarily, and they decided they were going to create an MBA, an Ivy League MBA for the masses. And so it was an online MBA, and they were building their own proprietary online platform. And we were coordinating with faculty from five of the top business schools in the world, including London School of Economics, Columbia, Carnegie, Stanford, University of Chicago. And
yeah,
that,
bunch
program,
of bums, Roy.
Yeah, really. And that program, significant amount of investment, but we just never, they never attracted the audience for that. And it ended up folding.
It is a shame because the platforms then were not nearly as sophisticated as the platforms available online now.
Yeah, not at all. And not only was it a platform issue, it was the acceptance issue of online education. Of course, now we know that hybrid types of programs that combine some traditional classroom experience with online education produce equal or better learning outcomes than the traditional only or the pure online only.
Right. And, you know, one of the issues that I've faced providing seminars for years, I've only done live seminars as Amtower and Company. And every time I would take my government market best practice on the road, I'd get a call, you know, the week after saying, oh, I just heard about it. When are you coming back to our city? And you and I have had this discussion before. Online education is outpulling live these days.
You know, it's I think time is our scarce resource. Most organizations have so downsized, they become incredibly efficient. Productivity's way up. And the challenge for a manager, and we have to learn, we're always becoming obsolete. The world changes around us consistently. So we have to figure out, how do I manage the learning time that I have? And part of that means learning anytime, anywhere that I have the time, and it needs to be available to me. So that was another thing that we were particularly excited about, the Comprehensive Government Market Masters program you put together, is that it included the online component.
Right, and Nick's been instrumental in building the back end for that, and we're hoping to start rolling out the online classes in September.
Absolutely, we're really excited about getting this out to people both in the regional market and then on a national scale as well. One of the first things we talked about is being able to take this program, and shadow Mark as he moves about the country, but then also look for international audiences seeking footprints in the D.C. region as well.
Yeah, and it's funny because, this morning I'm going through my LinkedIn invitations, and there's a guy from the Australian Trade Commission. A couple months ago, it was a different European similar organization, but there's a lot of trade delegates, if you will, that are interested in this type of education for companies from their country. And if they're allies, this is a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy, you guys have a significant international reputation. The School of Management has a significant international reputation at this point.
We've, in the last 2 years particularly, we've made major initiatives in our global programs and established good partner schools in South America, the Middle East, and Asia. And so we'll continue to do that, continue to build those relationships.
Okay. And Nick, is part of your travel been involved in that?
Yeah, certainly. And as we continue to grow, as we approach markets, particularly in executive education, having a program like Government Market Masters in our portfolio
really helps us establish those partners and those connections, because it's an opportunity for those who are seeking further insight in what this market is all about to get that access and that training. So it's been a great natural fit for us, and there's a lot of great synergy there.
Okay. Now, Roy, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. We'll wrap up on the Government Market Master in the next segment. My name is Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Here's Dr. Ron Ross, Senior Computer Scientist and Information Security Researcher, NIST, on the Federal Executive Forum on Cybersecurity, sponsored by HP Enterprise Services.
That's where the real vision for the future kicks in. We've got to be able to have the systems and the infrastructure churn at a rate that, even though the systems have been penetrated, the adversary's time on target is so limited that they can't do any damage.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Could your IT security have made you less secure? Traditional IT security defenses, firewalls, encryption, and intrusion detection systems are extremely effective, and that's the problem. They're so good that the bad guys are now training their sights on a new target: exploitable vulnerabilities in software applications. HP can help governments secure mission-critical applications by designing security in from the beginning, finding the vulnerabilities inside existing software, and fixing them quickly and cost-effectively. Learn more. Visit hp.com/go/cybersecurity.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. CDWG, the people who get it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called Matrix Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-588-5514.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-588-5514. 1-800-588-5514.
With vacation time just around the corner, Ackerman Security can help keep families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center and switch your existing system at no cost and that great $18.95 rate. And Ackerman is the only company with a guaranteed response time. Federal government employees get an added bonus. 4 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or AckermanSecurity.com.
Retirement is expensive. You may need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income just to maintain your current standard of living. So how do you protect the money you've already saved from market fluctuations? How do you make sure you won't run out of money? Hi, I'm Mark Tabron. We'll tackle these questions and more every Saturday morning at 10:30. Learn how to protect and grow your money with me, Mark Tabron, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Can't wait till Saturday? Then call me today at 301-773-3923.
Are you ready to explore how consolidation, cloud computing, and mobility are driving change in government? Plan now to attend GuideTech and Affirm September 15th symposium to learn how 15 agencies are reforming the way they do business. Together, they'll discuss how OMB's 25-point plan is being implemented with leaders at GAO, Veterans Affairs, the Army, DHS, the FBI, and Commerce, among others, as they deliver citizen services across a variety of devices seamlessly. Register today for this half-day symposium at Affirm.org.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on The Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Nick Archer, who's the Director of Education at the School of Management at George Mason University, and Dr. Roy Hinton, who's the Associate Dean of Executive Programs at the School of Management. Gentlemen, again, welcome back. I really appreciate your time today, and I doubly appreciate it because we're talking about a program that I'm doing with you guys with my partner, Kevin Young. The scope of this thing is pretty aggressive.
It certainly is. Yeah, it's very comprehensive. I really the effort that went into the design's been tremendous, and the structure of this entire program is very good.
And Roy, I don't know if I've actually brought you into this part of it. About 10 days ago, Nick knows this, I started putting together a board of advisors purely for the curriculum. So we have some, so once again, you know, frontline industry folks who have agreed to sort of be the adult supervision and make sure we're covering all of the angles here. And we have Larry Allen, who's the president of Allen Federal and the former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, was number one on the board. David Powell, the Federal Business Council, is going to be joining the board. Aileen Black from VMware. Lisa DeZutti of Market Connections, and we have three or four other people that we're not quite ready to announce yet. But these are, you know, all frontline people. They drive organizations that focus exclusively on the market. So I'm really thrilled here.
And that's, you know, the unique thing about this program, Mark, is that it is quite comprehensive. It does include as many aspects and as many facets of working with the federal government that are out there. The sales, the marketing, business development, and then, you know, you have the networking piece as well. And it's also about who you know and how you get in touch with them and how you can leverage those networks.
Right. And one of the cool things about our faculty is if you come to the live sessions, and we host our sessions at the Fairfax campus of Mason at the new Mason Inn. The Mason Inn is just absolutely cool facility.
It's great for us. It's been really good. It's really helped our programs. It's really built some credibility and a name for us as we go out there. It's a great facility for us to be able to use.
Yeah, but I mean, when you come to the sessions, your networking begins immediately, not simply because of who you're in the room with, but who's at the front of the room teaching these things.
Right. So, absolutely.
So, the tracks, we are offering certificates. Number one, we offer certificates for each class, and we offer certificates for completing a program in the disciplines of sales, marketing, business development, and managing a government enterprise. And these are areas that are not generally thought of as certificate areas, or they haven't been, but they should have been. And Roy, I'd really like your take. When Kevin first approached you with the overall idea, did it strike you as kind of odd that no major university had actually done this before?
It did in many ways. I think a number of places have done pieces of this, Mark, but no one's pulled it together in such a comprehensive way and also assembled a great practitioner faculty that can address the whole host of topics and distinctions necessary to succeed in doing business with the government. So it was that was probably the most encouraging thing to me, to see the full scope of it and the work that was done to develop this and lay it out.
Okay. I want to go back for a second to the cyber. I mean, Nick and I talked about this before you jumped on the call, Roy, but it's become virtually pervasive in all aspects of the news and business. You do not escape some sort of cyber breach literally on a daily basis, if not an hourly or by the minute basis. But I'd like a little bit of the impetus behind what got you guys to say, the time has come. We got to deal with this.
Primarily, the various organizations, business and government in the region that we have good working relationships with, people on our advisory board, and they identified it as an area that we needed to be more involved in. Volgenome, the School of Engineering, was already involved on the technical side of it, and we're offering master's degrees in that area. But what was clear is that secure information systems depends on a lot more than just knowing the technology, and so much of it had to do with the ability to manage systems, manage organizations, take a strategic point of view, and maintain some comprehensive perspectives. And once that happened, we contacted the School of Engineering and began to explore this possibility. We talked to those companies and government agencies that we have good working relationships with and began to design. And that's how this came about. Yeah. So it was really driven from our customer base and to the school.
Cool. But your ability to respond is really what brings this to fruition.
It is. You know, the tagline that President Mertens declared for the university is where innovation is tradition, and it's been a great place to innovate.
Okay. But, you know, the other aspect of this that really strikes me, I mean, I did my time at the University of Maryland. My degrees are not technical. They are in American literature and English literature. But I do know that oftentimes schools are, you know, like companies, they're stovepipes. So working between different departments is not always easy. Was it easier at Mason? I mean, I get the feeling that you guys I know the School of Management is entrepreneurial.
You know, it's what makes us unique here at George Mason University. And it's reflected in our programming. You see it, you feel it, and it's something that you can walk away from and immediately resonate with. It's a great culture and institutional ethos that really helps us to deliver and develop programs that are both current, relevant, tangible, and exciting. And Government Market Master is one of those that really fits right into that core, where it covers the gamut of just about everything that you need, and also gets you excited and energized to go in and sell.
Well, it's certainly got me energized. Gentlemen, I really want to thank you for your time today. Dr. Roy Hinton, Associate Dean of the Executive Programs at the School of Management at George Mason, and Nick Archer, the Director of Executive Education at the School of Management. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark, for the invitation. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Government Market Master Program kicks off September 13th with three seminars, How and What the Government Buys with Judy Bratt, Web 2.0 and Social Networking Trends with me, Business Development Strategy with Dr. Bob Davis of High Tech Systems on the 14th of September. We have the Go-to-Market Strategy Planning and Execution Session and the Special and Small Business Set-Aside Programs, the first with Kevin Young, my partner and co-director of the Government Market Master Program. Scott Dennison is the former OSDBU at VA, and on September 28th, we have Sales Strategy Planning and Execution with Jimmy Baker. You have been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, and really appreciate you listening, and you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center with Amtower.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center. Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED, your source for federal news now.